This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar visited the key cultural sites in Riyadh yesterday, emphasizing the historical ties between India and Saudi Arabia. Dr. Jaishankar toured the Saudi National Museum, where he was welcomed by Director General Ms. Rola L. Guerrera. He explored six galleries, receiving a souvenir in conclusion. The minister also visited the King Abdul Aziz Foundation of Research and Archives and Murabba Palace, hosted by Dara CEO Mr. Turki bin Mohammed Al Shuyar. The minister highlighted how deep the historical connections were and the foundation of developing strong contemporary relations between India and Saudi Arabia. Today, EAM will attend the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers Meeting, and the historical gathering aims to strengthen ties between India and the Gulf nations. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from GCC member countries, further solidifying India's relationship in this region. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council also recommended the services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms, and battery-operated car services will not attract any GST. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by the Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and hold discussions on the wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on the President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Tomorrow he will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both the countries will participate. In the recent years, comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including political, trade, investment, connectivity, energy, technology, education and culture. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed happiness on the superlative feats on the Indian contingent at the Paris Paralympic Games. In a social media post, the President said that the medal tally of 29 in Paris alone is nearly half of the 60 medals won by India in all the 13 games so far. President Murmu added, till 2016, in 11 Paralympics, India had won 12 medals. She said India's performance at Tokyo Paralympics 2020 marked the quantum jump with 19 medals, which has gone up to 10 more in Paris. President Murmu said, in this moment of special pride, she joins the families, coaches, nutritionists and all the people and institutions who stood by the country's Paralympics participants. The President said that the stories of every medal winner and the other players in the Team India need to be told and retold to celebrate their undying spirit amidst the crisis. A young male patient who recently travelled from a country currently experiencing monkeypox transmission has been identified as a suspect case of mpox. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and the samples of the patient are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added to the patient is currently stable. The ministry further said that the case is being managed in line with the established protocols and the contact tracing is ongoing to identify potential sources and assess the impact with the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.